In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. I'm going to be looking at Ephesians 1:3. Blessed be God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us, you and me, with every spiritual blessings in the heavenly places in Christ, always in Christ. We have been given heavenly gifts in Christ, spiritual blessings in Christ. I remember the time that this woman came to me, and this girl came to me with her father, and she was anorexic, and I said to her, "You've got to eat," and all my words meant absolutely nothing to her. She had heard them before from the doctors. "You're going to die." She heard them before from the doctors. So I said to her, "Let's ask the Lord what he thinks." I said, "Here's the scriptures. Open it up." And what she opened up to is, "Give her something to eat." That was a spiritual blessing in the heavens. And she started to eat. She started to drink milkshakes. I tell you, God knows how to do things. "According as he hath chosen us in him," in Christ, in the Beloved, "he chose you before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love." Oh yes, faith working through love. "Having predestined us unto the adoption of children of Jesus Christ to himself according to his good pleasure and his will." Oh, we have been adopted children to the praise of his glory and of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the Beloved. You are accepted in the Beloved. You're not a mistake. There's no mistakes, no mistakes. You have been accepted in the Beloved, in Jesus Christ, in whom we have redemption. How? Through his blood. Praise be the blood of the Lamb, through the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. We have been forgiven through the blood of Jesus according to the riches of his grace, and they're infinite, wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will. What is that? According to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, in the Kairos times, he might gather together all things in Christ. You are in Christ. He wants to gather together everyone in Christ, both which are in heaven and that which are in earth, even in Christ, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance. Oh, yes, I have an inheritance by my Father in heaven, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who works all things after the counsel of his own will. He works all things. Take care of everything, Lord. Take care of everything. Jesus, I trust in you. In whom you have trusted after that we heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. In whom, so after that ye believed, ye were sealed with the Holy Ghost of promise. Hallelujah. Which is the first payment of our redemption. Let me tell you this. We have received the Holy Spirit. We have received the Holy Spirit. Cease not to give thanks, for you are mentioned in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you a spirit of wisdom and revelation. You have been given a spirit of wisdom and revelation. This comes from the throne of God, a spirit of wisdom and revelation. Wisdom listens. Revelation sees the curtain parting and says things that need to be said. I told you the story about the lady that came with cancer. And I saw a Brillo pad, and I start saying, "Move it out, move it out, move it out." What happened with that Brillo pad, what I saw was that it was all clean, all clean. I can't even remember the words that I said, but that's okay. I know other people are remembering. So, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, that what the riches of his glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe. Oh yes, the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead, that the same power that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you. Say it. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in me. That power is the Holy Spirit. The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you and dwells in me.
For once you were darkness, yes, before they came to Christ, the Gentiles were darkness, but now the Lord, in the Lord, you are light. Light. God said it on the Mount of Beatitudes. You are the light of the world. You are the salt of the earth. I tell you, we need to know who we are, that wherever we go, we bring light to people. That's why we are not to plug into darkness, but on the Lord you are light. Live as children of the light. Yes, live as who you are. No more are you in darkness. No more are you in sin. You are in the light of Christ. For the fruit of light is found in all that is good and right and true. The fruit of light is found in everything that is good, in everything that is right, in everything that is true. Try to find out what is pleasing to the Lord. What is pleasing to the Lord? That we love Him with all of our hearts, with all of our minds, with all of our spirits, with all of our whole being, and we love our neighbor the way He loved them, even unto death. Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness. That's right. That's what you used to be as pagans. You were into the unfruitful works of darkness. But instead now, expose the fruitful works of darkness. Expose them. For it is shameful even to mention what such people do in secrecy. But everything exposed by the light becomes visible. We are children of the light. We want to expose everything to the light of Christ. For everything that becomes visible is light. Therefore it says, sleeper, awake, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Be careful then how to live, not as unwise people, but as wise, making the most of the time, because the days are evil. If they were evil during the days of Paul, what about now? What about now? We kill our children from the womb. We've had 60 million children that have died, at least. Women are scourged from this, and then they carry the guilt to the grave. We need to let them know that they can be forgiven if they turn to Jesus Christ in confession. Do not be foolish, but understand what is the will of the Lord. Do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit. Oh, yes. Father, how much more will you give the Spirit to those who ask? Much more. You fathers know how to give good things to your children. If they ask you for a piece of bread, you don't give them a rock. If they ask you for a fish, you don't give them a scorpion. How much more will the Father of Light give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? Father, we ask for a new outpouring of the Holy Spirit. So be filled with the Spirit as you sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs among yourselves. Take, Lord, receive all my liberty, my memory, understanding, my entire will. Give me only your love and your grace. That's enough for me, your love and your grace are enough for me. Take, Lord, receive all I have and possess. You have given all to me, now I return it to you. Give me only your love and your grace, that's enough for me. Your love and your grace are enough for me. Take, Lord, receive. All is yours now. Dispose of it holy according to your will. Give me only your love and your grace. That's enough for me. Your love and your grace are enough for me. Today is the feast of St. Ignatius of Loyola, and that is the song that they sing on the last day of the retreat. So it says, as you sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs among yourselves, singing and making melody to the Lord in your hearts, giving thanks to God the Father at all times and for everything in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, we thank you, Father, for life in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for the new life of the Spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father, for the blood that he shed, the precious blood that he shed for us. Us sinners, while we were far from him, we thank you, Father, for the cross of Jesus Christ that brings us into union with you as we surrender to Jesus Christ's death and resurrection. The Christian household, be subject to one another out of reverence for Christ. In other words, all about Jesus. Be subject to one another as you have reverence for Christ. Wives, be subject to your husbands as you are to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, just as Christ is the head of the church, the body by which he is Savior. Christ is head of the church, and the husband is head of the family, head of the wife. Just as the church is subject to Christ, so also wives should be subject in everything to their husbands. Oh, I like the next part. Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. Oh, how easy it would be to submit to a husband that loves his wife even unto death, as Christ loved the church, in order to make her holy by cleansing her with the washing of blood by the word, the washing of blood by the word, so as to present the church to himself in splendor without spot or wrinkle or anything of its kind. I tell you, the church, starting with me, needs to be forgiven by the blood of Jesus. The church needs to be adoring the crucified, risen Lord. We are to be found without spot or wrinkle. That's not the way it is today. We find that in the very church, people do not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. We had yesterday, or Sunday, the reading of the multiplication of the fish and loaves. How many people went to church that Sunday and they heard that people shared their lunch? No, there was a multiplication of fish and loaves. Yes, so that she may be holy and without blemish. In the same way, husbands should love their wives the way they love their own bodies. Oh yes, to love your wife as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for the church. He who loves his wife loves himself. Yes, because the two have become one. For no one ever hates his body, but he nourishes and tenderly cares for it, just as Christ does for the church. Oh yes, Christ cares for the church. He is the head. We are the members. Jews and Greeks, one new man, joined to the head that is Jesus Christ. Because we are members of his body, for this reason a man must leave his mother and father and be joined to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. This is a great mystery that I am applying to Christ and the church. In other words, the mystery between a man and a woman becoming one shows what Christ is to the church. Christ is one with the church. That's it. One with you and one with me and one with the church. However, should love his wife as himself, and wife should respect her husband. I tell you, it doesn't start with love. It starts with respect. We need to respect one another. We need to respect our children. We need to respect our spiritual children. We need to respect people. It doesn't start with love. It starts with respect. And then it builds up to love. Chapter 6, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Oh, yes. Obey your parents because they are over you. But, you know, parents, love your children as Christ loved the church. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with the promise, so that it may be well with you and you may live a long life on the earth. This honoring father and mother gives us the experience that we're going to have a long life if we honor our father and our mother. And fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, no, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord, yes, that they find out from their father that the father is sold out to Jesus so that they could be sold out to Jesus. Slaves, obey your earthly masters with fear and trembling and singleness of heart as you obey Christ. Well, thank God we don't have slaves anymore. Not only while you're being watched in order to please them, but as slaves of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. Oh, yes, we want to do the will of God from our heart. We don't just want to serve God with our minds. We want to give him everything. That's why, take, Lord, receive. All is yours now. Dispose of it according to your will. Give me only your love and your truth and your grace. That's enough for me. Your love and your grace are enough for me. Render service with enthusiasm as to the Lord and not to men and women. Yes, give people a cup of water in the name of Jesus as you're giving it to Jesus, knowing that whatever good we do, we will receive the same again from the Lord. We are called to be good to people. We are called to be Christ to people. We are called to be light to people, whether we are slaves or free men. Masters, do the same to them. Stop threatening them. In other words, masters, love those that are under you. For you know that both of you have the same master in heaven. Thank God we don't have slaves anymore. And with him there is no partiality. God cares for the boss as well as he cares for the workers. Yes, with the same love, no partiality. The whole armor of God. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his power. Put on the whole armor of God so that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For our struggle is not against enemies of flesh and blood, but against the rulers and against the authorities and against the cosmic powers in those present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Our fight is against powers and principalities by the devil himself. The devil cannot get at Jesus anymore. So he cannot get at Jesus. So he tries to get at you and he tries to get at me. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God so that you may be able to withstand on that evil day. And having done everything to stand firm, we are to stand firm in our faith, not being moved as if we are built upon a rock and that rock is Christ. Stand therefore and fasten the belt of truth around your waist. Yes, truth. Your word is truth. John 17:17. And put on the breastplate of righteousness. We have become righteous through the blood of Jesus. As shoes for your feet, put on whatever will make you ready to proclaim the gospel of peace. Yes, shoes that proclaim the gospel of peace. With all of these, take the shield of faith, which you will be able to quench all the flaming darts and arrows of the devil. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Well, you know, it talks about being clothed in the armor of God, but it doesn't talk about how we are clothed, not clothed in the back. So I go to the 58th chapter of Isaiah, because we are not clothed in the back from these. And it says, "Is not this the fast that I choose? To loose the bonds of injustice, to undo the thongs of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free, to break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry and bring the homeless poor into your house? When you see the naked, cover them. Do not hide yourself from your own kin. Then your light shall break forth like the dawn, and your healing shall spring up quickly. Your vindicator shall go before you, and the glory of God shall be your rear guard." Oh yes, doing these things by the grace of God, we become the rear guard that the devil cannot penetrate. Pray in the Spirit at all times. Hallelujah. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. Blessed be his holy name. Blessed be Jesus Christ, true God and true man. Pray in the Spirit at all times. Every prayer and supplication, pray in tongues at all times. To that end, keep alert and always persevere in supplication for the saints. Remember your brothers and sisters. There was a policeman that was shot in Florida. Pray for him. Pray for his family. There's a woman who wrote to me today that her mother just died. Oh, yes, we pray for her and her family in Jesus' name. Pray also for me so that when I speak a message, it may be given to me to make known with boldness the mystery of the gospel. In other words, it's not namby-pamby, but with boldness we want to make known the mystery of the gospel. Do we make known the mystery of the gospel with boldness? Do we share the gospel with people? Are we part of that experience that shares the gospel with people? For which I am an ambassador in chains. Paul is in chains, in jail, in a house arrest, but he offers it up for the people of God, for the people of Ephesus, for the people of Philippi, for the whole body of Christ. Pray that I may declare it boldly, declare the gospel boldly, as I must speak, so that you also may know how I am and what I am doing. Tychicus will tell you everything. He is a dear brother and a faithful minister in the Lord. I am sending him to you for this very purpose, to let you know how we are and to encourage your hearts. Peace be to the whole community and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with all who have undying love for the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you have undying love for the Lord Jesus Christ? Oh God, give us that love. That love that goes beyond the grave. That love that is absolutely first in our lives. Love for the Lord Jesus Christ. Love for the Lord Jesus Christ. Love for the Lord Jesus Christ. Peace be to the whole community through the blood of the Lamb. And love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with all who have undying love for the Lord Jesus Christ. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh, not only in Bethlehem, but in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave his life for it. Husbands, buy some flowers today for your wife. For what occasion? Just because you love them. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Please help us so that we can pay our bills. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.